And here's another episode from the Barcamp Open Science here in Berlin. With me is already kind of a regular. Hi, Christian Busse. Hello.
Hello.
Christian, maybe a short introduction from your side that people who don't know you so far get to know a little bit your background.
So I'm a researcher at German Cancer Research Center with a focus on computational immunology.
Thank you very much. You were hosting a session that I, well, think was, I was afraid was too close to the other one that we had before, which was about research software discovery, but yours was about FAIR software. And I was afraid, well, this will be a little bit of repetition, but it was not at all, actually. So what was the question you were starting from?
So the question that we were starting from was basically whether the FAIR principles that are often applied to data, so that a data object should be findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable, are sufficient if they are applied to research software that is written by the scientific community.
Mm. And what was the outcome of that? I mean, there are a lot of different facets to keep in mind, but what was the outcome if we consider all these kind of parts there?
So the outcome was that most people here agreed that research software should be FAIR, but they also agreed that FAIR by itself is not sufficient, and that we should also use other criteria, like that research software should be free and open source software on top of this.
Mm. That was actually precisely this. So in principle, we all agreed on this. Some said even in principle, this is the case for everything, right? But as we were here in the software session, well, we would like to see in principle that a software is not only well accessible in terms of it's somewhere lying on a server that I can access, but also in terms of metadata and so on. But licenses are a key part to facilitate a long-term availability and reusability. So in principle, I think we're done with the interview. Anything to add?
Well, maybe the last point that, of course, all of these things are not just to do some checkboxing, but that we need both FAIR and free software criteria here to make sure that proper quality control can be done on the scientific code that we write.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, and maybe one thing that just popped up here. How do we get to FAIR software now? I mean, we are here, and maybe it is not yet implemented properly in that case. But how can we change to that state where we have actually FAIR software?
Well, in my personal opinion, I think the really critical part is making sure that findability is achieved. And this means that we need some way to create proper digital object identifiers, so DOIs, for repositories, and that therefore it's the DOI that is cited and that is really stable, and not where or in which repository your software is actually located. So I think this is the next big step, and once we have achieved that, then we can see where are the basically the next tasks up for this.
So What we also found out there, or what was a conclusion, my opinion, or my very personal opinion, was here that it's not only a question of basically waiting out for politicians solving that, but also we can change this already.
Yes, so I think as a community, of course, we always should advocate, and also as reviewers for scientific publications, we should always advocate that people provide DOIs for their code, and that, I mean, in the end, providing a DOI right now is already pretty much the best you can get, but at least that the code is available on a public software repository, that you exactly cite which version was used, and of course that you also provide a proper license in that repository.
All right. Anything to add?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much, Christian. And now I guess it's time for lunch.
Yes.
Thank you.